Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
Welcome to The Jump. I am Rachel Nichols, joined by New York Times bestseller Brian Windhorst and 2000 NBA champ Kendrick Perkins, who revealed on Instagram yesterday, apparently, Perk, you have the best handles in Texas.
Hey, Rachel, listen, I had to get into my bag. Coach Phil Handy from the Los Angeles Lakers called and challenged me on this dribbling challenge that he has been doing throughout the pandemic. And I had to get into my bag, but no, I had to do about 5 or 6 videos before I approved of that one. And then I had to go sit down. But look, Rachel, Brian, I kind of look like a mixture of, the social media comedian Spice Adams, but the handles are Kyrie Irving. You see, I threw the sham guard in there a little bit. I got my bag a little bit on there. They didn't know the big fella can handle the rock like that.
They should know, Perk. They should know. Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about another big man, Joel Embiid. He says he has something to prove. Does he? Really? And what would proving it look like exactly? We will discuss that. First, though, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, 40 to 50 players have expressed concern about entering the Orlando bubble and how restrictive it's going to be. So the NBA and the union are close to a deal that would allow invited players to stay home. The players wouldn't get paid, but they wouldn't be penalized either. Brian, what is this all really about?
Rachel, I didn't understand last week when the union gave the vote before they saw all of the details. And they did. They had a mandate from Michelle Roberts talking to all kinds of players across the league and from the team union reps. And so this came as a bit of a surprise because the union thought they had the green light to go forward and negotiate. And so while everybody could understand that this is a stressful situation and these details and this time is going to be hard, this caused everybody to kind of stop short. And I'm going to tell you, the NBA's plan is not going to work because you can't dock players' pay who don't want to come in when there's going to be other players who are not coming into the bubble because their teams aren't involved who are going to get their full pay even if they have health concerns. I don't envy anybody in the NBA who has to solve all of these problems. I recognize it's very hard, but I'm also going to say this is a mess and it's only going to probably get more complicated as we get closer to this.
And it is complicated, but one thing I can say and I want to applaud is the way that the NBA and the Players Association are working together. I haven't seen this type of interaction between the two since I've been in the league and since I retired. It's a beautiful thing to see, but now on the other hand, you can't knock a guy or knock a player for not wanting to go and play and participate because right now, I think the coronavirus has been overshadowed by the death of George Floyd and civil rights and the protesting, but the coronavirus is still here. Cases are still rising. People are still dying. Just think about it. One of our brothers, our NBA brothers, Carl Anthony Towns, lost his mother to coronavirus. God rest her soul. So I can't be mad at any player that want to stay home and not participate in this during this trying time because the coronavirus is still here. It's still alive. So at the end of the day, I love the way that the NBA and the Players Association are working hand to hand right now and trying to figure this thing out because it is a difficult situation and a difficult circumstance for us all, and it's different. So they're trying to find the best solution and trying to be fair to everyone. So, I mean, it's a messed up situation, but I applaud the way that they are working hand to hand.
Certainly, watching them work together is so different from what we're seeing going on in Major League Baseball. So you're right, Kendrick. That is something to compliment. Here's what I'm worried about just from a logistics standpoint. If you're really talking about 50 guys on 22 teams, that math works out to what? About 2 guys per team? guys who may be saying to themselves, wait a minute, I need to live with no family or no friends or no special friends, right? For 2 months that the food might not be good. I can't drive my cool car or go places without a mask. And what for? So I can risk my health and be pummeled by the Bucks in the first round? So I can lose to one of the LA teams early? And I can see guys saying, especially the guys who don't need the paychecks as much, saying, yeah, I'm not going. And then once one or two guys on a team say they're not going, it decreases that team's chances of doing well even more, right? That team is not going to succeed as much than if they had two of their players. And then there's less incentive for the other guys on the team not to go. And all of a sudden, outside of the top contenders, are we going to see mass defections here? Brian, is there a danger it could be like what happened to Team USA before last year's World Championships, where suddenly you get, if he's not going, I'm not going?
And the irony, Rachel, is you got a whole bunch of players who want to be there. You've got coaches who are threatening lawsuits if they're not allowed in. So I think at the end of the day, what's going to happen is this. The NBA is going to have to communicate and do the best that they possibly can to make sure that everybody feels safe and comfortable as possible and healthy, and hope that that environment and what they set up is attractive enough to get the majority of players to come.
We will see. We'll be continuing to follow this. All right, I do want to move on to Joel Embiid. He told NBA.com he's been working out 6 days a week during this pandemic. Ooh. He also added, quote, I have something to prove, and I feel like whenever that opportunity comes, it's going to be my time. Perk, we've heard about Joel's offseason regimens before. How seriously do you take Embiid and the Sixers as we go into this second part of the season?
I take Joel Embiid very serious. Listen, I don't like the quiet Joel Embiid. When he's quiet, that's when I have a problem. But when he speaks out, he usually backs it up. And when you look at Joel Embiid, this guy is one of one, Rachel. He's a generational talent, and he's the big Philly. I mean, he's arguably, you know, when healthy, when his mind is right, when he's in shape, he's arguably, you could put him up there as one of the best players in the NBA. So I believe him, and I love it when he talks out and speaks out and says that he has something to prove, because he always backs it up. It reminds me of a lot of Kevin Garnett. You know, certain guys like to talk noise to get them going, and Joel Embiid, that's who he is, and I think that's who we all have learned to love, is when he talks noise, we know that he's going to come and perform. So I can't wait to see him in action.
Yeah, true.
Philadelphia is one of the biggest X factors in the entire restart. The Joel Embiid, who played the fourth quarter of the All-Star game, is one of the most dominant players in the NBA. If he can recapture that, the sky is the limit for the Philly team when they come back.
Are you breaking out the cone of uncertainty for Philadelphia again, Brian?
It's been out for months, Rachel.
All I know is during this pandemic, I've been working out 6 days a week or 7 days a week or climbing hills. It's the new I put on 20 pounds of muscle. I'm just saying. All right, coming up, we've seen NBA players protesting all over the country. Do we expect those protests to carry over once the season resumes in Orlando? We will discuss that. First, though, it's time for our pack of distant replays from this date in NBA history. These are NBA Finals distant replays, so you know they're good, starting with the Rain Man, Sean Kemp.
As 23, so the Bulls in the midst of their second run. Terrific move here by Kemp. The hard spin, and then over the head as Dennis Rodman is helpless.
Howard knocked away. Here comes Wade. One man to beat. Wade gets inside. Beautiful move from Dwayne Wade.
Always cross over. Always cross over or reverse your dribble. You saw what happened to Nowitzki as a defensive player. He turned them around twice. Now you can see what they're doing.
Lakers looking to push. Bryant spinning in the lane, back for Gasol, pretty pass, and it's back to a three-point game.
And the critical part was Pietsch was jogging back, didn't bounce the floor. It's a two-for-one situation.
So the Lakers do not have to foul.
The Jump is brought to you by Artemis Fowl. Believe in the extraordinary. Streaming Friday only on Disney+.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. we're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Is your money not sure what to do with itself right now? At Ally, they'll help it save for the future with their smart savings tools. Bucket your money for the things that matter most. Analyze your spending and save automatically. All on top of a competitive rate. For all things money, you deserve an Ally. Visit ally.com/savings for more info. Ally, do it right. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
Saturday, we'll have another UFC fight night from the Apex in Las Vegas. The main card starts at 9 Eastern with the prelims at 6 Eastern on ESPN, on Deportes, and the app. All right, guys, LeBron James and a host of other influential black athletes and entertainers are joining forces to protect and expand voting rights for the African-American community. The organization is called More Than a Vote, and it will focus on registering voters in anticipation for November's general election and fighting against voter suppression. Draymond Green, Trae Young, Udonis Haslam, as well as some of our own ESPN analysts, you perk, Jalen Rose, Chinua Achebe, they are all among the names who have signed up for the cause. Several of them, please note, live in key states where black voters are expected to make a difference this fall. LeBron told the New York Times, quote, "We're going to give you the background of how to vote and also what they're trying to do, the other side, to stop you from voting." Perk, how did LeBron talk to you about getting involved?
Well, Rachel, here it is. We're talking about one of the most powerful, intelligent, iconic figures in LeBron James. Once again, coming to the front line and being as brilliant as he is, what he did was he pulled a lot of powerful, popular entertainers, athletes together to basically form his own White House. And he's the leader and we're the Congress. Like, seriously. And when you think about what he's doing, More Than a Vote, it's basically, you know, educating not only the African American culture, but all cultures who don't really know about voting, who don't know the ins and outs, who don't know that, you know, they may tell you that, oh, you can't vote because your criminal background, which may not be true, or certain ways that you could vote from your home and stuff like that. So what he's doing right now is that, can we change racism? No, we can't change racism. Racism has been around for hundreds of years. But what we can have effect and change is the system. And how do we change the system? By voting and getting the right people in office and the right leaders in America. So we're just going to do a great job, trying to do a great job of educating people on how to vote, you know, where to go vote, who are you voting for and why. So it's just a beautiful thing that once again, LeBron James has put together, and he has, built a strong team of athletes and entertainers that are ready to ride and push for the culture and everyone to go out there and vote.
When LeBron started his foundation, for years it was a little bit unfocused, and then he found something that he was passionate about, which was helping at-risk kids in school. And he's done some incredible things in that area and continues to do them. His political focus has been a little bit here and there over the years. This is him making a move and making a focus and using all of his ability and all of his powers to unite and focus things on a big issue coming up. And so he has shown before he can make major strides, and it'll be fascinating to watch as he tries to do the same things like he's done with his foundation with this initiative.
Yeah, and what I love about this is, you know, people are told go vote, but as you pointed out, Kendrick, some of the specifics, right, are different depending on where you live. And also, I don't think people are sometimes as informed that it's not just who you vote for president, who you vote for Secretary of State in your state,
right.
Something that you might just ignore on your ballot. That's the person who's in charge of the next election. That's the person who will decide how many voting booths are in your part of town. And as we've seen in places like Georgia, that becomes very important. Who you vote for city council can make a difference on how much money the police force gets, what the budget is. So there's all kinds of things that you can vote for on the ballot that people need to know a little bit more about. And also, of course, how to combat voter suppression if you feel that is happening to you. I'm really interested to see how you guys do all this, Kendrick. I think it's a credit to you that you are trying to get all Americans to be able to exercise their right to vote. I really appreciate that. I also want to give
Rachel, guess what? Right now, I'm learning also. So right now, while I'm trying to educate, I'm being educated myself. So thank you, though, because, you know, I think this is huge.
Absolutely. And I want to give some credit to a few of the teams who are raising their voices as well. The Clippers created a short film narrated by Paul George. It's called While We Were Away. It raises awareness to the hardships faced by the world over the past 3 months due to both coronavirus and protests against police brutality. The Kings put out a joint PSA along with the Minnesota Timberwolves and Lynx calling for unity and action in the wake of George Floyd's death. Brian, at this point, nearly all of the NBA's teams have issued statements in support of the protests. Even the Knicks, who released a statement after two internal emails trying to justify why they didn't release a statement. But anyway, once we get to Orlando, how much of an appetite do you think, Brian, the owners, the league, fans will have if players take these protests to the court? Maybe if they kneel during the anthem, which is currently specifically against NBA rules.
Well, Adam Silver has shown time and time again support for players voicing, their opinions about political issues. The thing is, though, Rachel, I don't know whether there's going to be anthems in Orlando. The anthems are built around the fans. They're built around a performer. We're not going to have either of those. It's one of 1,000 different things that the NBA has to look at. I don't know if they've made any strides towards that. But whatever the players want to do to make their voices heard, the environment has been supported by Adam Silver in the past, and I expect it to be supported again.
I think Rachel, listen, I think the protest is going to be at an all-time high for us with all the players being together at once. They're going to figure out different ways using their social media platforms. I'm pretty sure they already get T-shirts printed out for pre-game warm-ups. So I think, you know, they're going to be able to come together and come up with different ideas and different ways to protest. So I think it's going to be even stronger once they all come together and get into that bubble. Because once again, this is bigger than basketball. So although they're going to be there competing, they're also going to be there, you know, with each other in this time of need to address the issues that we're dealing with in America. And I think it's going to be very strong once they get to Orlando, even stronger.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the platform that these athletes are going to have in Orlando when there still aren't a lot of other sports going on, where people aren't going to the movie theater or doing some of that other stuff, there are going to be so many national television eyeballs on them. I am really looking forward to seeing how they use that platform, because the NBA as a whole has shown they are willing to do that. And as you said, Brian, the league has relaxed uniform rules, things like that in the past to let players speak. I anticipate them doing the same this time around. All right, coming up, we revisit an iconic, iconic MJ moment on the 23rd anniversary of the flu game. Mike said on The Last Dance, Ooh. It was actually food poisoning from a Utah pizzeria. Is that BS or real talk? We will discuss that in the next segment. First, though, here's what The Jump recommends for today. Head over to the ESPN app. You can see who the greatest dunker is for each NBA franchise. This is such a cool idea. Some great names in there. Check it out during the break.
It's your home speaking, and I need you to do me a couple of favors. First, could you get that blueberry that rolled under the fridge last week? It's throwing my feng shui off. Second thing, bundle your home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and we could save money. Lastly, I know you were thinking of painting the nursery back to off-white, but I'm actually feeling this baby blue. Didn't think it was my color, but I am pulling it off.
GEICO. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
The Jump is brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone.
Coming up next, it's 20 minutes of Jalen and Jacoby, highly questionable and around the horn. That's followed by a two-hour Sports Center at 5 on ESPN with the PTI guys joining at 5:30. But first, it is time here on The Jump to celebrate the anniversary of Michael Jordan's flu game. Take a look.
The big story here tonight, Michael Jordan's physical conditions. Jordan to the crossover. Yes. And a three-point Jazz lead. And a steal by Jordan. Put it behind the back on Russell. He turned it around and sent it to Pippen. And hold by Jordan. You see the ice bag being applied to the back of the neck of Michael, who has been exhausted right from the start. Jordan fires for three. And you can see how exhausted Michael Jordan is. Shot clock at 7. Jordan shooting.
Yes.
Bulls have missed their last 6 shots. Jordan, yes. But Jazz by 1. 10 on the shot clock. Pippen backing on a set. Here's Jordan. Yes. Michael Jordan looks like he's a boxer just hanging on. Chicago Bulls and defeated the Utah Jazz. A courageous, classic performance by the flu-ridden Michael Jordan.
Hoo, hoo, hoo. All right, it's crunch time here on The Jump. Guys, we heard Michael Jordan reveal on The Last Dance that the flu game is actually the pizza food poisoning game. Although that doesn't sound nearly as catchy. Perk, you just saw the highlights. Do you buy Jordan's story of the 5 guys showing up with 1 pizza that they had tampered with to his hotel room?
Absolutely not, Rachel. Listen, you cannot tell me that the sky is green and the grass is blue and expect me to believe it. There's no way possible that 5 guys delivered a pizza to Michael Jordan room at 1 in the morning in Utah, in Salt Lake, Utah, that a city that closed down at 9 o'clock. I'm not buying it.
Look, the only thing I know is true is that he was sick. I don't know what made him sick. I'll leave it at that.
I'm just saying that no player calls up a pizza place and says, hi, I'd like a pizza from Michael Jordan. Yeah, Michael Jeffrey Jordan. That's in room XXX. That's the part that I find a little bit confusing. But you know what? He made it through. They won the game. As you say, that's all that matters. All right, I want to move on to the Rockets because GM Daryl Morey told our Jackie McMullen he is not concerned about Mike D'Antoni's age as the NBA looks to minimize the health risks of those going to Orlando. Daryl said, quote, Mike will be coaching our team. It would be such a huge disadvantage to lose him. We would never stand for that. So that is a strong statement. We'll be watching that story. Morey, though, also spoke out about James Harden in a recent appearance on the Pump podcast. He said, quote, we've worked together for 8 or 9 years now, and I couldn't have a better partner to try and win a title with. In fact, most days I wake up saying I've let him down because I haven't gotten him the right players to win a title. Brian, do you think Morey has let James Harden down?
No, I think on balance, Daryl Morey's been one of the best executives in basketball for the last 10 or 12 years. He's won 1 executive of the year, probably should have won a couple more. He has always, always, always backed up James Harden no matter what, and he's just doing it again here.
I'm with you, Brian. Listen, Daryl Morey has not let James Harden down. They had the Golden State Warriors right where they needed them, right where they had them beat, and all of a sudden they missed, 27 threes? So I don't know. I'm not buying that. I love that Daryl Morey is standing up for James Harden and he's supporting him and he's riding with James Harden. But come on, Daryl Morey, you have done a great job with the Rockets.
All right, quick thing on the Nuggets, guys. Yesterday I tweeted out our discussion on the Nuggets asking if they are legit title contenders, as Jamal Murray believed, to which former Nuggets coach George Karl replied, that's legit. Perk, is George Karl speaking the truth?
No, he's not speaking the truth. Listen, they have a young star in Jokic, but we all know that in order to be a contender, you need that Robin. They have a Batman, but they don't have a Robin, so I'm not buying it. Sorry, George Karl, I'm a huge fan of yours, but I can't roll with you on this.
All right, guys, that's it for today. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.